one of the most prestigious fields of high school, the spires and worms, Magensia, and they were completely, they were devastated completely through the Crusaders. I just wanted to point out something. It's how little his braininess, how much a difference his braininess makes, and how much we suffer because we don't think twice. I mean, when we're saying this genus now about the Kihilas that gathered together and killed each other's house and killed their children, and when the Yakashim Shemayim, all you saw was extraordinary in that culture. And it moves us tremendously. There's one other time of the year when we say to them, and that happens to be every Shabbos, if you can prove them, we say Avarachim. And Avarachim is a tefillah composed to remember those Kihilas. That's the reason why we say it on Shabbos Mubarak in during Sphere. I don't do it with Sphere, and people think it's like, but Sphere is this, I don't do it. It's because the Tkufa being slaughtered out was from Iyar until Shavuot. That was when the Crusaders happened. So, and it's a similar time of, it's a time of Parashat Shabbos, it's a time Klal Yisrael come together to Kehillah on Shabbos. That's when everybody comes to Daven. That's the tour of the Kehillah. And we remember their Kehillah and all the Kehillahs like them that went as Kehillahs to be killed. You'd expect Avarachim to be a sort of a special moment. I mean, even the people that are Machman up the talk during raining, Avarachim is definitely Shaldonda. I mean, all it requires is using imagination. There was a father and a little boy coming to shul, and a father and a few little boys, and with candies, with little sidurim, with little things, and there was a whole shul of these people, and there were hundreds of these people. And one day, they had to go to a room and check their kids, and say, we want Zechut to bring up Talmud Torah, we're going to bring it as a carbon. And and Klal Yisrael felt we can't let this go by without making mention of it. Every Shabbos, when a kill is there, with their own we mention it. We remember that there were Kihilas gracious that were Moshe Nefesh. And we need to remember it, and we need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mezgal and Misnakim, and it should be a Zohar Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, I mean, so why not, there's not a single person anywhere that, if he needed to think about this, would check out Navar Achman to get an advance piece of Kogel. If he would visualize it. The problem is we don't. Nobody has any bad intention. Nobody thinks bad. Nobody nothing. But when we say Avarachim, most people don't know what to say it for. But that's what Avarachim was talking for. And since that time, this is the first Kufa in Klal Yisrael when Kehillahs were destroyed as Kehillahs. They were a little bit dead beforehand, but Kehillahs as Kehillahs was then, and then in Taman, and then it was in Spain, and then it was in Poland, and then it was in Russia, and then it was all of Europe. So every single Kehillah, the idea of a Kehillah people dressed in Shabbos best with the beauty and the love of Yiddish Mishpacha and the Kehillah together in the shul, having been with the Nefesh and being killed out is what we remember. It all takes just thinking about it, a minute, and understanding it. That's all. It's something that always. It's so moving when you say to kids, because you think it, it spells it out. The Kehillahs and the husbands and wives and the husbands and cows and the young men and the old people and everything. And exactly. It made a zechut of it. Klal Yisrael, it made a zechut and kept it that way. So, if we think about it and understand that Avraham, and only the Hayev and Ian, a Kehillah that was beloved, they were in love with each other when they were alive and didn't separate to death. It's a tremendous filler. If we think about it, we might not even be able to say it on Shabbos. But at least not to, and the truth is, almost every tefillah that's with dust by keva, every tefillah gets trampled. It's because you don't think about it. If you think about it, most of the time there's a reason why you say it, and the reason is a very powerful reason. They stuck it up, not because it's late, davening. And the fact that it got stuck in is a reason. And if you please be brain about it, if you please say seriously, if you please say it would be with a little bit of attention that this needs.